Happy 2024, Vine fam. If I haven't had the pleasure to meet you yet, my name is Tyler West. I get to serve as the founder and lead pastor of the Vine Church here in Spartanburg, South Carolina. And we are so honored that you would make room and make space to connect with us today for Winter Sabbath E-Fam Sunday 2023, number 220. Winter Sabbath E-Fam Sunday. And you may say, and what in the world is Winter Sabbath E-Fam Sunday? Well, as you can see, we're not gathering together physically, but instead we're gathering together virtually. And the reason that we do that is Jesus has called us as a church to take a Sabbath twice a year. And so in obedience to him, in the summer, we take what's called our summer Sabbath around the July 4th holidays, and we take our winter Sabbath after the Christmas holidays. And what we do during that time is, by God's grace, we have amazing Vine production team that's going to make sure we have a new message up, but we get together. We don't load in, load out. We get together with our families around a table. We get refreshed. We get refocused. We get re-energized, and we pray in expectation for all that Jesus wants to do in us and through us for the year ahead. And then we get back together and go and gather corporately and have our worship experience together right after that. So you may be saying, man, what in the world? I was planning to actually come hang out with you this Sunday. Well, I would say to you, thank you for mentioning that, because let not your heart be troubled. Next Sunday, January 14th, 2024, we're going to be gathering together physically again at the downtown Spartanburg YMCA at 10 a.m. We're going to be kicking off our brand new series on prayer. Now, speaking of prayer, we like to try to gather together before the service and pray together, and we'd like to just pray over all of the prayer requests that are there. So maybe you would like to join us in that. We try to do that around 9:50 a.m., but here's the deal. We don't only pray over the prayer requests mentioned, we pray for some zero-calorie food. And you may be saying, yes, I need that, because I've already broken my New Year's resolution. And I want to say, when we see you next Sunday, we not only got a seat saved for you, but we want to point you to where that zero calorie food is. And it's located in a space and a place that we've created specifically, not just for your food, but for anyone who is new to the Vine. And we call that space and place the garden. And you may say, well, I can't get there today. You have a physical garden. Well, you'll get to hang out and do that next week. But today you can actually partake in the virtual garden, and we get that in our free Vine Church app. When you download that today, just go to the vine.tv/app and it'll bring you to the app store that you have of your choice. It'll let you download that. And what's inside of there is a way for us to connect, because when you gather with us physically, that's what we're going to do. We're going to connect. We're going to exchange some contact information. I promise you, we're not going to be coming to your house in the middle of the week trying to get some good food, judging the car, judging your address, judging what you're wearing, judging if your house is clean or not. That's not what we do. We just want to have a way to connect with each other and have contact information if there's any way that we can serve you. So when you download that free Vine Church app today, you're going to see inside of there a prayer wall where you can submit prayer requests. You're going to see all the events that are going on, kind of like today, so you'll know whether we're gathering physically or virtually. You're also going to see inside of there what we believe at the Vine, ministries that we have going on. You're going to have a Bible reading plan you can hang out with. There's a Bible in there. Sowers update, annual report. Soon we'll have blogs up there. But also, more importantly, we just want to be able to connect with you. So download that today. And while you're downloading that, maybe if you're watching online throughout the week, shoot us a little comment. Give us a little wave. Let us know where you're watching from around the world throughout the week, because we just want to say hello to you and say thank you for hanging out with us, because today we're going to be diving into what we do every year at this time, and it is our 2023 year in review. Now, I say every year. We didn't do the 2023 year in review last year, right? But what we do is we have a year in review every year, and this year we're celebrating all that Jesus let us be a part of in 2023. Look forward to all in anticipation for all he has in store for 2024 for each and every one of us. So if you've got your Bible today, we're going to be in a familiar place from last Sunday. So you can go ahead and get there. It's in Matthew 7. But before you get there, I just want us to make a declarative statement about God's character. Now, I know we've been doing this a lot here recently, and I'm just going to put my cards on the table about why. I got to preach to myself sometimes. So I like to preach to myself before we get there and dive into God's word together and share what he has for us. So I'm going to preach to myself, but I'm inviting you, if you would like to join in with this declarative statement of the Lord, we're going to have it on the screen. We're going to say it together, okay? One, two, three. Let's say it together. God sees me. God hears me and God loves me. God sees me, God hears me, and God loves me. God sees me, God hears me, and God loves me. I want you to know, if you get nothing else out of today, there is not a truer statement that can be said than God sees me, God hears me, and God loves me. And so I just want us to have that posture as we dive into our 2023 year in review, because as we shared last week, our 2024 posture or word for the Vine Church is ask, seek, and knock. Ask, seek, and knock. Ask, seek, and knock. And every year we try to do this as a church to have the right posture into what Jesus is calling us to step into. And where this ask, seek, and knock comes from is from Matthew 7. So if you've got your Bible today, let's go ahead and get to Matthew 7. Going to be in verse 7 through 12. If you don't have your Bible, you can follow along with us once again in our free Vine Church app. You're going to see a little tab on the right-hand side of the screen that says Notes. If you're watching online, you should see a button that you could click that says Notes, perhaps. But wherever you're watching, you may not need any of that, because God has blessed us with amazing sowers here in our Vine fam, and it is our Vine production team. And today, I will tell you that Vine production team is Zach. Hopefully, he doesn't cut this, but he does so much for our Vine fam. But he is going to make sure through our Vine production team, wherever you're watching around the world throughout the week, that the scripture is on the screen. So if you're with me, give me an amen. Come on. Amen. I got to hear him. Come on. Amen. Type up amen if you need to. Come on. Give me an amen. What we're saying, amen, is it's not for me. We're saying truth. We're saying we want to dive into the truth of God's word. We're declaring the truth. And so if you're with me today and you just gave me an amen, let's dive into God's word and see what he has for us as we celebrate 2023, year in review. And it says this, Matthew 7, verse 7 through 12. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. I'm sorry, I got a little NKJV and KJV there. Just maybe it'll be a little laugh for you. But wherever you are today, and wherever you are on following Jesus, if you're just exploring Christianity, and I'm so thankful that you are here today, you may not have understood the first four verses, and it did kind of sounded like a sales pitch a little bit. But you understood the last one, because it's what we call the golden rule. And that's basically what Jesus is teaching his disciples and us right now. He's actually commanding us something. Jesus summed it up another way to some of the religious leaders of the time, and he said it this way, and it's this. The two greatest commandments are love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. We can see this playing out in what he is teaching us right now is to love God with all our heart, mind, and soul. And he commands us in how we can do that. And then love our neighbor as ourselves. So here we go. All of us right now, how is he calling us to do that? It is to ask, seek, and knock. So all of us right now, we just stepped out of Christmas, wherever you are. Isn't it crazy? Christmas. I mean, that, it's already past, flies by every year. It seems like it was 2 years ago now, doesn't it? I mean, it's flown by. Imagine this. You're going shopping. You don't ask the person that you're shopping for what they want. And you don't know what you're going to get them. And you don't even know where you're going to get it. How would that work out for Christmas shopping? Probably be really rough, right? Like, even now, I just want to say, as I was growing up, if you give someone a gift card when I was growing up, it was almost like a slap in the face. I mean, you didn't care for the person. And now that's what I love to do. I love to give gift cards. Now, I don't just give you a gift card. I try my best to at least write you a note to say thank you and how I love you and what the gift card means to me. But in the end, just imagine if that order was messed up. And I think what Jesus is commanding us here to ask, seek, and knock, we can mess that order up. I know I'm guilty of it. What in the world if I went to go seek a treasure that I didn't know where to find it, knocking on the wrong doors, and I didn't even know if the treasure exists because I didn't ask anybody? See, when we get that order messed up, this ask, seek, and knock messed up, it puts us not only out of whack, but it puts us on the wrong track in life. And so Jesus is saying, as he taught, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Well, you've got to act, we have to go in the right order in how we do that. And this is what I mean. Jesus is commanding us to ask, seek, and knock. And that's what leads to the good gifts. And this is, so you say, well, how do I ask the Lord anything right now to receive it? Well, we have a conversation with God. And we start that conversation and we call it prayer. So it's no coincidence we're kicking off our brand new series to kick off a new year on prayer next week. Prayer. Prayer is where we just have a conversation with God. Right now, if you're exploring Christianity and you've got all kinds of questions for God, I would challenge you to ask Him. He can handle it. Ask Him to reveal Himself. Ask Him what's happening in that situation. Ask Him what is going on. And I will tell you, as you lean into that, you'll get to not only hear God's response, but more importantly, you'll get to know Him. See, because once we pray and ask God, then He will show us where we can find it. So we ask God and we receive it. Now, really, what's the best question to ask God? What His will is for our life. Once we ask God what His will is for our life, we can receive it. And how do we receive it? Well, we've got to seek out the path that He has for us. And when we ask Him, we receive it. We ask Him, we receive it. See, because when we seek out that path He has for us, we are led by the Holy Spirit inside of us through Christ Jesus. Kind of like our GPS system. So we seek it. And it, how do we seek it? We take next steps. So we ask God what will He has for our life. We seek it by taking next steps on the path that He shows us. And so what we'll find is, so we ask God the will for His life, we'll receive it, we'll seek it on the path that He shows us, we'll find that path, we'll take those next steps in Him. And what we'll see as we take those next steps in Him is there will be doors along that path that we knock on, and He will open it for us. Because it's the right door that we should be knocking on. It's a lot to unpack. But I pray the Holy Spirit is guiding you in that. Ask and you will receive, seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. Because see, here's the thing. That's how we live out love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. But here's the truth that many of us can say, myself included. When that door opens, guess what? There's someone else on the other side of that door. Now, if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, oftentimes you'll see the person on the other side of that door is probably the person that you may think doesn't deserve love. They don't deserve to be seen, and they definitely don't deserve to be heard. But yet, through Christ Jesus, we can show them His love and see that as we were there at one time, undeserving of love, undeserving of being seen, undeserving of being heard, through Christ Jesus, we are seen, we are heard, and we know God's love. That's how we love others as ourselves. So that's what Jesus is trying to say here is each and every one of us know how to give a good gift. Like we wouldn't give someone a stone if they asked for bread or a snake if they asked for fish. There's an even greater gift that each and every one of us can receive today. And that gift is Christ Jesus. And so we're going to celebrate these numbers right now. I just want you to know it's not about the numbers. It's about Jesus. And so really quickly, I just want to run through these today as we walk in this posture of ask, seek, and knock. And here's what we can celebrate we were a part of in 2023. First and foremost, in 2023, Jesus let us be a part of five salvations. Five salvations. Each and every week, I know all of our Vine fam, I just want us to be encouraged right now. Each and every week, you may think what you're doing doesn't make a difference. We're going to see how Jesus works through it. But I just want to say there, we are reminded that angels long to be a part of what we are being a part of. We talked about the Old Testament prophet Jeremiah and his entire ministry of going around warning Israel about Babylonian captivity. There was only one convert, and that made it all worth it. So I just want to tell you here at the Vine Church, to be a part of five salvations is absolutely incredible because we've also been a part of over 23 salvations since we've launched just a little over 6 years ago and four baptisms. That's absolutely incredible. And that is why we do what we do, is so that others can find Jesus. Because here's the thing, each and every one of us can say, we wouldn't know Christ if we didn't have someone showing Him to us. And so that's what we want to share with the entire world. Not only were we a part of five salvations in 2023, we're also a part of eight garden visits at our physical garden. That's absolutely incredible. It's awesome when new people come to the Vine, because here's the thing. We're going to tell you, we're not a perfect church. We don't have it all together, but we care more about you taking your next step in Christ and being a part of the church, that if the Vine isn't right for you, we ain't going to be perfect at it, but we would love to help you find a local church that you can get plugged in and involved to, because what Jesus has called us to is too important for us to be on the sidelines. So we are so thankful for those 8 garden visits from this past year of folks who took time to come hang out with us and see what Jesus had for us. Because not only did we answer 8 or be a part of 8 garden visits, we answered 75 prayer requests throughout the week. These are 75 requests that came in online where someone filled out a form and said, pray for me this way, and someone connected with them and reached back out to them. That is absolutely amazing. Now, that's in addition to what's on our prayer wall that we put up on Sundays and Thursdays and that we pray over together. So I am so thankful that 75 people, at least one prayer request a week, came in 2023. Also in 2023, Jesus let us get to be a part of this each Sunday. We had 22 adults. We averaged 22 adults. We averaged having 8 Vine kids on Sundays. When we gathered for Spur, we averaged 3 Spur students. And every Sunday, we averaged 17 serving sowers. That is absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Now, you may be watching this right now, and you're going to hear some things here in a moment, and you're going to be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. There's 30 of you that meet on average just about every week. Yeah, I'm thankful for that. And you may say that's successful or unsuccessful, and I would say Jesus had 12 disciples. So you would say Jesus with 12 wouldn't be unsuccessful, right? So Jesus has blessed us as a church fam, and I know that he has made room for more. So I just want to say we would love for you to come hang out with us, because I got something more in store. What blows me away is this. Physically, there are 30 of us that gather every Sunday. But throughout the week, we average 1,544 EFAM as we share and restream our messages, as we share Thursday night greenhouse gathering, as we share Vine Kids Weekly, and as we share Wednesday worship praise break with Vine Worship. We have seen 1,544 people on average a week. A week. A week. That's crazy, isn't it? 15 times what we see on a Sunday morning, we get to see throughout the week. That is absolutely amazing, and that is only God that that happened. Only God. I'm trying to make sure my math is right. That's right, 15 times. It's crazy, crazy. And now here's what we celebrate all the time. And this is what I really want to celebrate, because this is the posture of our church. In the middle of inflation, in the middle of probably one of the worst economies that we have been, many of us in our lifetime, we've had a few. 2008 was probably really rough. There was one in the 90s, if you don't remember that, and right after 9/11 in 2001, we had a little bit of a rough economy, but 2008 was like the global crisis, and this year we've had inflationary crisis. So I just want to celebrate the heart of our sowers who give of their time, their talent, and their treasure and walk in obedience to what God has called to give, because here's the thing. We're living out ask, seek, and knock, and here's how. In 2023, we were able to receive $137,583.85 in tithes and offerings. That's absolutely amazing. In a rough economy. What's even crazier is, you know, here at the Vine Church, maybe you haven't gotten to hang out with us and you don't kind of know fully what we believe. Here at the Vine Church, we're not going to talk to you about a number and how you're called to give, but we know as a church what Jesus has called us to give, so we walk in that obedience, and it's this. Every month, 10% of all tithes and offerings received, we go straight to a local church around the world. So in 2023, we were able to give $13,753.38 to a local church around the world. That's awesome. That's 10% of all tithes and offerings received. Now, not only that, we know that God has called us to take an additional 5% of all tithes and offerings received and sow that into gospel-centered nonprofits around the world. Many of them are local, but we do it around the world. So in 2023, we got to see $6,876.69 sown into gospel-centered nonprofits. That in itself is a feat. That in itself is amazing. But here's where I'm going to be able to say that I'm blown away and how Jesus is immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine. Because in 2023, $44,326.10 went in what we call our community impact project, which is where we take up an offering when Jesus calls us to, and it goes straight to the ministries. We just celebrated our heart for the house offering a few weeks ago, which was over $15,000. But what this happens is sometimes we'll take a back to school offering up. Sometimes we'll take a heart for the house in the spring. We know every year we're going to have a heart for the house the second Sunday in December. But throughout the year, we take up an offering. Like, to me, that it blows me away, because here's the thing. That's almost 47%, maybe a little bit over 47% of tithes and offerings received went out and was sown into global missions. That's absolutely incredible to me. So in other words, what we did is we asked God, where would you have us give? And he said, I'm having you give 15%. And we said, okay, God, where does it need to go? And we were able to send it out. And he said, oh, I need you to knock on this door too. And so here at the Vine, I love the posture of our heart that we are able to do that. So in 2023, $64,956.17 was sown into global missions. That is absolutely insane. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely incredible. And here's why. As a church, you may think it's more important for us to go build a building, or it's more important for us to go do this or to go do that. And if Jesus calls us to it, I'm going to tell you, we're going to do it. But what we've seen be more important as a Vine fam is, instead of worrying about a building is the church, we instead go out and be the church. We celebrate this all the time. Since launch now, we're over $287,000 being sown into global missions, which I think is somewhere around 44% total. When Jesus has just called us to give 15%, is absolutely amazing that we've got to be a part of that. And here's why we do that. Here's why we do every bit of it. Because we want to ask, seek, and knock with the time, talent, and treasure that Jesus has given us. This is a reflection of each and every one of that. We believe that if just one person comes to know Jesus as Lord and Savior, we would give 10 times that. We don't talk to you about a number. We don't talk to you about a percentage here at the Vine, because we believe that limits the Lord. We instead would say, would you ask the Lord what he would have you to give? Would you seek where he would have you to give it? And would you open the door and give it? And so maybe today, really, I'm not prosperity gospel, and yeah, I'm going to be honest here. If you would like to be a part of partnering with us to get the gospel to the ends of the earth, you can do that today at thevine.tv/give. You can do that for free inside of our Vine Church app. And this is why we do it. This is why we do it. I want to tell you. So you hear these big numbers, $287,000 since you've launched, and over $60,000. What was it? $68,000 this year. $64,000, excuse me, $956.17. What does all that do? Well, this is what it's done, Vine. This is what it's done, Vine fam. There were people on the other side of that door. They didn't think they deserved to be loved. They weren't heard and they weren't seen. There were children who had been neglected by their family and didn't have clean drinking water, and we've been able to do that for them. There were people in our community who didn't have a roof to sit under, and we get to be a part of a ministry who literally sets up a roof and a cul-de-sac and not only feeds them food to fill their belly, gives them the Word of God, which is food for their soul. We've got to see on the other side of that door children who are in foster care, who didn't think they deserved to be seen, didn't think they deserved to be heard, and definitely didn't feel like they deserved to be loved. Because maybe they were aging out, they were 16 or older, and aging out of the foster care system, and we got to sow into them having a roof over their head and a ministry that serves them right where they are. As we just talked about, the roof of the homeless that we were able to serve, they get to be seen, heard, and loved, and see the Word of God each and every week. We've got to sow into children who are in foster care themselves and foster families, and help them take that next step and help them be able to know that they are seen, heard, and loved. Not only that, church, we were able to have children who were on the other side of that door whose parents couldn't afford after school care, who couldn't afford for them to learn how to swim. And we've been able to give into that, into our YMCA, to allow them to be able to be seen, heard, and loved just by teaching them how to swim. Vine fam, on the other side of that door were prisoners in the middle of a hopeless situation, thinking that they would never get to experience life at all, and thought that God had not seen them, had not heard them, had forgotten them, and certainly did not love them. And we got to sow into ministries who meet prisoners right where they are in the prison, not to set them physically free of jail, but spiritually free. And they didn't leave them there. They walk with them as they transition out of prison into society again to help them not go back to that place, not because of how great they are, but because of how good God is, so that they could grow to be fully who God created them to be. Church, that's who's on the other side of the door. That is why we give. And so if you would like to do it, please give today. We don't talk to you about a number. We don't talk to you about a percentage, once again, because it does limit God. But I just want to ask you, and I just want to say what I love about our Vine fam, is we aren't afraid to ask, seek, and knock when it comes to giving our time, our talent, and our treasure. Our treasure is what we just talked about that you can give today and ask, seek, and knock. And so if you would like to do it, you can do that. Maybe today it's your talent. Maybe you are great at singing. You're great at playing musical instruments. You're great at designing and creating things. You're great at creating a welcoming space for others to feel like home. You're great at teaching children Jesus on their level. You're great at connecting with teenagers and giving them the hope of Christ and connecting with college students. Maybe you're great with married couples who went through struggles and they're out there trying to figure it out on their own, and your heart is for them not to struggle like you did because maybe you figured it out on your own. Maybe that's your talent. Maybe your talent is praying with people. Maybe your talent is sending and writing encouraging notes in the mail. Maybe your talent is sending out emails. Maybe your talent is organizing. Whatever it is, there's a space and a place for you at the Vine today. I would love for you to join us next Sunday, because we want you to be able to ask, seek, and knock what the Lord has called you to do with your talent and give of that and trust the Lord with it. But you see, whether you've given your talent or your treasure to the Lord, the one thing that is a level playing field for all of us, Jesus says that our treasure on this earth won't be equal. Our talent that he is giving us won't be equal. Our time and years on this earth won't be equal. But the one thing that is equal for all of us today is we have the same 24 hours wherever you're watching around the world. And so I just want to ask you, what are you giving your time to? Are you seeking the Lord in that? Is that something that you are trusting him with? Are you asking him how he would have you spend your time? Are you seeking the path with which he's called you to spend and give and steward your time? And are you knocking on the doors he's called you to open with your time? See, right now, maybe it's finally resonating with you that God sees me, God hears me, and God loves me. Maybe right now you're seeing that you got ask, seek, and knock all out of whack. You have been wasting your time opening the wrong doors. You have been wasting your time seeking the wrong treasure, and you have been wasting your time asking the wrong questions, and it's left you in a space and a place of hopelessness to where you just say, here we go again. And I just want to say there is more for you, and that more is in Jesus. Would you consider him? Jesus says this in Revelation 3:20. If you've got your Bible, you're going to see it on the screen. If you don't, but this is what he says. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me. See, all of us, when God created the earth, we were created to be perfect. But instead of being perfect, God said, you can do everything but this one thing, and that's eat of one tree. And we decided that tree was more, meant more to us than the perfect we were created to be. And so we turned our back on God and sinned against him. And if you want to know what sin is anything that's not perfect. And I think all of us would agree, none of us are perfect. And so that is what sin is. And so because of that, instead of leaving us in that state, God said, I don't want to leave you in that state. I didn't create you to be in that state. So I'm going to make a way for you not to be in that state. And the way is the ultimate gift, the perfect gift, the ultimate treasure, his one and only son, Jesus Christ. That is the redemption story of us. And God said, here's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to give you my ultimate treasure, which is my son, Jesus Christ. He is going to give all of you his talent, which is perfection. Perfection that you can't achieve, you can't earn yourself, you can't knock on enough doors, store up enough treasure, and give enough time to get. And how he is going to give of his time is he is going to split apart time itself, where you and I not only can't live this perfect life, but he became perfection for us, but he is going to defeat death. the thing that you are most afraid of in your time, so that you can walk in victory and be who you were created to be. And so today, I just want to ask you this. Have you considered Jesus? He is knocking on the door. If you will open it and receive this free gift of salvation, you will find the answer that you seek. You will see that there is nothing in this world that can satisfy, there is nothing in this world that can give you hope, but Him and Him alone. Because Jesus did for us what we couldn't do for ourselves. He lived the perfect sinless life we couldn't live. He died the death we deserve, paying the penalty for our sins on the cross, being our eternal sacrifice. And He loved us enough, He didn't stay dead. He rose again on the third day so that we can have life and have it to the full. In other words, He was perfect for us in our place so we didn't have to be. And since that perfection we could never achieve, the only way that we could pay for that is we would waste our life dying. So He dies for us, becoming the eternal sacrifice, making us perfect to be in a relationship with God. If we receive this free gift of salvation, He died to give us. But He didn't stop there. He said, hey, here's the thing. You don't have to wait to be seen as perfect by God and be in a relationship with Him until you get to heaven. You can have it right now. So He defeated death, hell, and the grave, and He rose again on the third day so that we can live that life now. And how do we do that? We open the door and receive the free gift of salvation that He came to bring, gave to give us. So we're about to say a prayer right now as a Vine fam. We do this each and every week as a family. It's not the words of this prayer that saves you. It's the faith that Jesus is who He says He is. So we're going to bow our heads, and I want to ask everyone to repeat this prayer out loud. For the benefit of those who are coming to faith for the first time, please repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I believe I'm a sinner separated from You. I believe You came, lived the perfect sinless life I couldn't live, died the death I deserve, paying the penalty for my sins on the cross, but loved me enough not to stay dead, but rose again on the third day, so that I may have life. Come take over my life, Lord. Teach me to follow You step by step the rest of my life the best way I know how. And right now, I just want you to know, if that is you, I'm going to ask you to do something bold. If for the first time you have received this free gift of salvation that comes through Christ alone, I'm going to ask you to do something bold. On the count of three, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand right where you are. 1, 2, 3. Would you raise your hand? Would you raise your hand right where you are? Hey, you can leave a raised hand emoji. As a matter of fact, I would just say this. You can shoot us a message if that's you. You might see a link that's on there that says thevine.tv/respond. You can shoot us a text message at 864-580-6698. We want to celebrate this decision with you because I want you to know this ain't the finish line, but the starting block. All of your days of searching for the wrong treasure, knocking on the wrong doors, and asking the wrong question are over, because now you can ask God what He would have you to do, walk in the right path, taking next steps in Him, finding the treasure that is Christ alone, and opening the or knocking on the right doors to be opened. If that's you, would you raise your hand? And for the rest of you that are watching, and the rest of us, I just want to invite you, we would love to see you next Sunday as we gather together again to kick off our brand new series on prayer. And we live out this posture as a Vine Church fam in 2024 of ask, seek, and knock. I know that Jesus has immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine in store. We share it in how we give each and every week. And I'm telling you, if He can do that through us giving a dollar, which we would say is our treasure, how much more could He give? And will He give? And will He work? And will He build His kingdom through us as we continue to give of our time and our talent? So I look forward to seeing you next Sunday. Vine Church fam, I can't tell you how honored and how proud I am that I get to be a part of what Jesus is doing in and through each and every one of us. There's nothing I've done to deserve it, and He alone gets the credit. So I can't wait to see you next Sunday as Vine Worship leads us into the throne room as we can lift our hands and worship and praise to all that Jesus not only has done, but will continue to do. I love each and every one of you. If there's any way that I could serve you or specifically pray for you, I say it all the time, shoot me a message, shoot the church a message, shoot me a text, shoot me an email, whatever. Whatever is easiest for you, and we'll do our best to serve you the best way that we can. But I want you to know today, and I want you to declare with me, God sees me, God hears me, and God loves me. And always remember, the best is still yet to come.